Good evening. This is Amelia Hawke reporting for the Gulnet Food Digest. We test the galaxy's rarest and most dangerous foods, so you don't have to. Tonight, it's the breakfast affair, the morning after, the night before. Yes, we've had the fancy dinner, we've sipped the coffee, and now it's time to test out a rare breakfast. WeMeat wheat cakes are available from Isinga Enterprise in the WeMeat system. The packaging states that they're original recipe breakfast goods, and the picture shows two of them in a bowl covered in milk. They're white, looking for all the world like an off-white pair of albino widgety grubs, and have a surface texture that would look out of place on a meteor-popped moon. The marketing materials listing the history of the cakes say that they were originally used as packaging material for expensive machinery. Though, as humanity often does, someone stuck one in their mouth and discovered that they were actually edible. And the little crunchy nugget soon became the staple diet for the workers. It was only after an incident with a number of rather expensive machines that were damaged in the transit that their consumption was restricted. The price raised and the allowable edible quantity of those produced lowered to levels that would be considered rare. So, they're rare. They're edible. But what do they taste like? They look like an unholy cross between dry Ryvita, desiccated shredded wheat, and that packaging material that looks suspiciously like a Wotsit, but isn't orange. And even if you paint one orange, isn't cheesy and does make your teeth go squeaky. It is said that only the most courageous pilot can eat three of these nuggets in one sitting. And if you're making your decisions based on flavor, we can see why. There is another reason. These things pack more fiber per gram than just about anything else in the known universe. They are pure roughage. Edible doesn't mean digestible, and these are the pinnacle of indigestible edible foods. An excess of wheatmeat cakes turns your internal factory into a gas-making machine. In zero-G environments, it's said that you're able to propel your way across entire space station interiors, fired by nothing but an excess of wheatmeat gas. There are brass bands that would love to be able to make the kinds of noises eating one causes, and your insides will be doing their best impression of Victorian-era radiator plumbing. The Alliance have been feeding them to their livestock for years and harvesting their droppings for use as reloads to their cannons. In summary, rare, only to stop people eating them before they're used. Edible, well, it won't kill you, at least not immediately. Tasty, I'd rather chew cardboard. Danger, it goes without saying that have three of these and you'll look like a pufferfish that's been rudely surprised. Worth the price of a ton, only for amusing fart jokes. This was Amelia Hawke reporting for the Gulnet Food Digest. I'm off to attempt to clog cubicle 3 or possibly just give myself a hernia trying. We try the galaxy's most dangerous foods so you don't end up with stomach cramps.